When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking, try not to fuck up the glass. Tillamook ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Wait, but guys, sound off in the comments below.
Sound off in the comments below.
The comments below.
In the comments below.
All right, welcome back to Sound Off in the Comments Below, our weekly segment where you guys choose the topics that we talk about. Yeah. And we're going to sound off. It is Friday. Actually, it's Thursday for us, but it's Friday for you guys.
We right now are on the eve of Tortured Poets Department coming out. So right. I'm feeling anxious, excited, scared, nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to cry all weekend. It's
so exciting. Well, and that'll be great for you to kind of let those emotions out.
Exactly.
Jackie's been going through some shit. So maybe Taylor will help you get those feelings out.
Exactly.
As a Swiftie, because I'm not a Swiftie. I mean, I'll definitely go on Spotify and play a song. I'm not going to like have a party. Like I know that people will.
Yeah.
How are you guys all feeling as a whole?
So I think there was something about there would potentially be a music video at 8 p.m. But also, so apparently it was leaked last night. But the thing that's really stressful about the world we live in. So it's like I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I'm trying to listen to the leaks. But it is so hard to figure out what's a real leak and what's literally just like a silly AI Taylor Swift song. So that's been my struggle.
Doesn't that scare you? That scares me.
Yeah, no,
can they
it's
just
crazy.
Like make She's All Batch? We should
yes,
fucking
they
do
could
that.
AI make a She's All Batch.
No, I feel like I tried to do it. It was like I wanted a script for a podcast and I typed in like a Bachelor podcast with two hosts and it
wait,
was
wait,
like,
where did you type it in?
I don't know. Like well, don't
Chat all GPT?
Those, yeah, I, like the web.
Okay, I've never used ChatGPT.
Wait, you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Type and then we can read it. Wait, if they send you a script, we should just read the script.
For the whole podcast.
No, no, we'll just be... for like, no, just for like whatever the first the
okay,
couple
wait.
Lines are.
I have been so curious about ChatGPT and I've literally never used it ever. Okay, so I just went to the website.
Say, give me a script for a podcast.
Give me
with
a
two female hosts about The Bachelor and
for
reality TV.
A podcast with The Bachelor hosted by two beautiful girls.
And really funny, like funny.
Girls. And they are so funny.
Yes. Do we have lines? Like, is it a script?
Yes, it's host one and host two. Which one do you want to be?
Whatever. This is the longest wait I've ever had for a screenshot in my life.
Okay, sorry. I had to screenshot. There's a lot. ChatGPT goes fast.
Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Welcome, 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 Bachelor Nation.
That's right, folks. You're tuning into the sassiest, funniest Bachelor podcast out there.
I'm Stephanie, and this is my lovely co-host, Jackie.
Hey, everyone. So let's dive right into the latest episode of The Bachelor.
Oh boy, do we have some drama to unpack today.
Seriously, it's like a tornado of emotions and sequins every week on this show. They're not wrong.
Let's start with the guy himself, Mr. Bachelor. What's his deal this week?
Honestly, I'm starting to think he's more confused than a chameleon in a bag of Skittles.
Honestly, oh, right? I mean, how many times can you say I'm falling for you in one episode?
It's like a broken record at this point. But hey, at least we got some good memes out of it.
What the fuck? Speaking of memes, can we talk about the fashion choices this season?
Oh, honey, we could do a whole episode on those alone. Wait, why was that literally our Patreon episode that we just did about the episodes? How
Wait,
do you know?
That's really
about
weird.
The outfits.
Guys, we just dropped on our Patreon a video episode. It's really cute. And it's us ranking every single night one dress of bachelorettes. So every single bachelorette season, their night one dress.
And I just want to say, guys, like, this wasn't just a plug for us to plan this, for us to plug this Patreon. This wasn't planned. This is just really how wild ChatGPT is. Okay, go ahead for your next line.
Okay. Seriously, who let some of these outfits leave the house?
And don't even get me started on the limo entrances. I saw one girl roll up in a giant inflatable flamingo.
Hey, if you can't make a splash on night one, when can you?
Touche, my friend. Touche.
All right, let's talk about the contestants. Who's standing out to you this week?
Well, there's always that one girl who's here for the drama and the free Instagram followers.
Classic Bachelor move. But hey, at least she's entertaining to watch. They don't name any specifics. It's all vague. I know, but they should at least name someone.
True. And there's this girl who's already planning the wedding after the first date.
Slow down, Cinderella. We got it. Like 20 other women in the running here.
Exactly. But you know what they say? Love is blind and apparently deaf, too, because some of those red flags are waving pretty loudly.
Jeez, ain't that the truth?
All right, before we wrap up, let's make some predictions. Who's getting the final rose this season?
Oh, man, that's like trying to guess the lottery numbers.
I'm putting my money on the girl who brings her own snack stash to the rose ceremonies.
Now that's a woman after my own heart.
Well, Bachelor Nation, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for tuning in, and remember, love may be blind, but it's not immune to a good old-fashioned roasting.
Until next time, folks, stay sassy.
Wow.
Should
we just quit our day job?
I think we should just play the outro music right now. And that was the whole episode.
Yeah. Wow. That's wild. So this is what is ChatGPT is what's making you unsure if you've heard a leaked Taylor Swift song. This crap, you can't tell the difference between a real Taylor Swift song and what this is?
Like, not really. I don't know. You scroll on TikTok and listen to, like, what is potentially some of the leaks, but some of it is just, like, nonsense. Like, there's a line in one of them, a tattooed golden retriever, and they think that that's her talking about Travis. But I'm like, there's no way Taylor said that. Or did she? I don't know.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow.
Today, when you guys are listening to this.
I know. And without divulging too much, guys, what I will say is, like, this week, I'm really going through it romantically. So I am stressed about this weekend and this album. That's all I'll say.
But, like, there's nothing better than having a really good breakup album coming out when you are going through, like, a moment. Yeah.
I know, but, like, ugh.
So I'm not going to lie. Between Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo, I was like, where were you girls when I needed you? Because there's so many songs. I'm like, if I heard this when I was, like, younger in my, like, even, like, teens, like high school even, I'd be like, I could have made so much use out of this shit. But I can respect the songs now, but they don't affect
They don't hit
me.
The same. Maybe you should start a fight with your husband for the release of Tortured Poets Department, just so you can really get in your feels for it and then get fix everything and make up on, like, Monday.
Well, do we know it's sad? Because I feel like it all depends on where Taylor is in her era. Is this a sad one? We don't even know.
I think it's going to be sad. But sad, I think, doesn't necessarily equate to, like, slow, somber songs. Like, I think you can also have, like, pop songs that are a little bit more, like, modern sounding, like, not so folklory, but still have the lyrics be, like, gut-wrenching. And I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely going to be focused on a breakup, an unrequited love. I think a big theme in her relationship with Joe is that she loved him way more than he loved her. Mm. Like, if you look at the track list, it's just like, oh, my God.
Okay, can we talk about this April thing?
Yes.
April from The Golden Bachelor. So I did a Stephanie from the Future in Wednesday's episode and told you guys we will sound off about it. So did you see, like, all the comments that April was making on Teresa Nist's Instagram post?
I did see, but I don't know what they mean.
Basically, she's saying, like, I told you so to Teresa, meaning they've had conversations about Gary not being the person Teresa should be with, I guess. She's since apologized and said that, like, she overstepped and this was not the right move for her. I don't know. The article I'm looking at pulls up some quotes she said when she went on Vile Files. And
April?
It seems to, yeah, because remember she was the only one that went on. And I didn't watch. I didn't listen to that one. But apparently she has been talking about how she doesn't like Gary since all the way back then. But at that time, no one cared because Gary was still the golden boy.
Wait, so what types of things did she say?
Basically, she said Gary ignored her during filming. She said, there were times when Gary and I talked and he seemed to look right past me. As a counselor, I'll tell you, the meanest thing you can ever do to any human being is ignore them. And that did hurt my heart. I mean, tell me you don't like me. Tell me you think I'm a bitch. Tell me I'm naive or I'm sweet, whatever. Tell me anything, but don't ignore me. I will never ignore anybody. His behavior hurt me a lot and he did it constantly to me. There was nothing I could do.
Sorry, that doesn't seem that bad. Like, okay, April, I think he just didn't like you. Leslie and Teresa were right in front of him and he just didn't talk to April that much. There's also so many other women on that show. That to me doesn't feel like the most damning evidence, but I do think like something is shady with Gary now that all of this is coming out and what April said on Teresa's Instagram.
This feels like April has like a personal issue with Gary though, and that, yeah, you were on The Bachelor. It's not like he went on a date with you, a blind date in real life, and just was like staring at the waitress the whole time, completely ignoring you. He was in a room with you on a reality TV show that's produced with 30 other women. And yeah, maybe when he's talking to you, he's distracted because he's being pulled in every direction. So I understand that maybe that bruised your ego, but I don't think that means... I think it just like, maybe you just didn't connect with Gary. You clearly didn't. You went home fairly early.
Right.
And that's okay. That doesn't mean he's a bad guy. We've said our piece about Gary and this Teresa. Obviously, you know where we stand. We agree with the majority that it's ridiculous that they got divorced after 3 months. However, the more I'm seeing stuff come out, I think everyone needs to calm down. Like Tyler Cameron was like, they put a stain on Bachelor Nation and like ruining Bachelor Nation, the fact that this couple got divorced. And like, I understand we held them to higher standards, but like, why are we all clutching our pearls acting like the younger generation doesn't behave the exact same way? Yeah. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise, everyone that got together at the end of that season, everyone broke up within 1 week. It's the exact same. I think people are being unnecessarily hard on Gary and Teresa.
Yes, but I guess that's not even where I'm coming from with it. I'm just more so like I don't actually care if they broke up, stayed together, whatever. That's their own prerogative and it makes sense. Like, it's a crazy way to find someone on the show. I think what my biggest thing is like, it just seems like the reasons that they're giving for their breakup don't seem like they make any sense or legitimate. And it seems like they're covering something up. And I just want to know like what is going on under the surface. That's my like big like intrigue with it. I'm like, what happened there? Because this makes no sense. Like, is Gary really just some like evil con man? Or like, did him and Teresa just have these nasty fights? Or like, was like, who knows what's going on? Or did Gary think he was getting more of Teresa's money and then he realized he wasn't? Like, there's all these rumors flying around and like, I want to know what's going on. Cause it's also like, Gary and Teresa, do you think we're dumb? You think you're going to say to us, I want to live in New Jersey and he wants to live in Indiana. And we literally never talked about it before we got married. And also we simply can't possibly spend time in two places. It's like, what? Yeah. That makes no sense.
I do think people would be easier on them if they were just engaged and got and broke up, because then they everyone in Bachelor Nation does that. That's like kind of par for the course. It's the fact that you got married on TV and 3 months later you couldn't even make it work. Did you see the Kate Casey thing? So Kate Casey, she has a podcast and there's a clip going around that she got some tea and basically said that Gary was ultimately pissed that Teresa was quote unquote uppity, and that when she would go to Indiana, she like didn't know how to pump her own gas, and he didn't like that.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And then the Kate Casey was like, well, Jersey, you don't pump your own gas.
I was going to say, as a Jersey girl who learned to pump her own gas when I moved to California when I was like 25, I get it. I don't think that's that crazy.
I put diesel in my car once because I didn't know the difference. And then I had to, like, it was a whole charade. I had to go bring my car to the place. They had to, like, empty it out. It was a whole thing. All because I didn't know diesel meant it wasn't gas or whatever.
I don't even know what diesel is, so I've never.
Right. But apparently, if you don't have a diesel car, PSA, don't put diesel in your car. So I understand. If Teresa never had to experience that before, you can't really knock her.
Yeah, just that one instance doesn't seem uppity to me. But didn't they give other examples of, like, how she just said she didn't like Indiana? There wasn't much to do there. As a self-proclaimed, too, like, I'm, like, such a city person. Like, I'm never not going to live in a city. I'm very much, like, that's just my personality. If someone said they lived in Indiana, I know that's just probably not for me. It's probably not going to work out. So it's like, she knew this the whole time.
I do think you're blinded by love on the show. I think they give you a false sense of what your relationship's really going to be like because they don't set you up in any type of real world situation. They should have on the show said, Gary, Teresa, go to that gas station and let's see what happens. And then Gary would have seen that Teresa doesn't know how to pump her gas. But I think truly if Teresa not wanting to pump her gas is the nail that, what is it? The nail that broke the coffin? The nail in the coffin? The straw that broke the camel's back.
The straw broke the camel's back. The nail,
the nail in the coffin. Then I think there's a much bigger issue here.
Yeah, that to me just sounds like another excuse. Like,
it's like when you're mad at your significant other because they're breathing loud. It's really not because of that. It's because you're annoyed about a million other things and that's just the cherry on top. I don't think, you know. Her not. Also, Gary, you fucking pump the gas then. Hold up.
Right. Like,
why can't you get out of the car?
Yes, correct. Also, I do think there are other gas stations in other states that can be self-service. Like, it's illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey, so they're all self-service. But I have seen in other states self-service gas stations, or not self-service. What's the opposite of self-service?
Full.
Full service. Full. I've seen those in other states. Like, they do exist.
I wish it was illegal in New York. I wouldn't have had that diesel debacle if it was illegal. Also, when I did it, a guy was like, are you sure? Are you sure you're doing that right?
Why did
like,
you do that? Because, like, you've clearly – because I forgot. Yeah, you are from New York. So you've been putting gas in your car yourself since you were, like, 17 years old.
I always go to full, though. I'm not, like, voluntarily going to self. The only reason why I went to self – well, in New York, if you're not from here, you have full or self. Depends on the gas station. I would always choose full. I would always prefer someone to do it for me. But if self is the only option, you have to get out.
Yeah.
I had to get out. And I actually remember it was like raining really bad this day. So I just wanted to get it over with. So I guess I just grabbed the nozzle and put it in and destroyed my car. I didn't have a car for like 2 weeks. It was horrible. So, I mean, I wish it was illegal in New York because I would have been able to sidestep that. Okay. Here's a submission we got. Marry, fuck, send home without a rose, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, easy.
I mean, breakfast is dying. Breakfast is going home. I could do without breakfast. I actually think a more difficult question is brunch, lunch, dinner, in which case I can't choose.
I can choose. I think marry, dinner, fuck, brunch, kill, lunch. And if it was breakfast, I would do the same thing, I think. Marry, dinner, fuck breakfast.
You would fuck breakfast?
Before lunch, yeah, and then kill lunch.
Lunch is like the greatest thing in the world. I skip breakfast every day.
No, I hate lunch. Okay, I get so stressed about lunch because, like, what do you have for lunch? Especially because you're home most of the day. When I work from home, I'm like, what are people making for lunch?
I don't know, a sandwich? I'm not talking about that, though. I'm not talking about when I'm sitting home alone fucking making a sandwich.
I just think lunch is like the worst foods. It's sandwiches, it's salads, it's soups. It's like, ugh. And always with lunch, it's like, you never want to have like a big hearty lunch because then you're tired for the rest of the day. So like, Stephanie, what are you having for lunch? Please tell me. Like, I don't understand what people are eating for lunch.
I'm not thinking about like eating, like I said, not eating a freaking salad in my kitchen by myself for lunch. I'm talking about like going out to lunch with your girlfriends and catching up. And like that.
Yeah, but you can do that at dinner and breakfast.
No, you can't do it at breakfast. You could do it at brunch.
You can catch up on breakfast. Honestly, catching up at breakfast, like at a diner after a night out and you're rehashing what happened.
That's
over
different.
Some like.
That's not breakfast.
That is breakfast. Okay, you can't have brunch really at a diner, at like a true New Jersey, New York diner.
No,
that's not a brunch
me.
Spot. That's a breakfast spot.
I know. And when you want to get like a mimosa or a Bloody Mary and it's not. It
I was like, do they
the
even
same.
Have those at diners?
Yeah, they do. They have a whole bar. And I feel like the people that order alcoholic drinks at a diner
need
to be like,
locked in Alcoholics up. Anonymous or something. Yeah, like seek help.
Oh, no, that's not why. It's not because of drinking in the morning. I would drink at brunch. Why would you ever order a drink there? It's like, correct. You don't order like spaghetti and meatballs at the diner.
Okay, speak for yourself. Some of us do.
You do.
I haven't been to a diner in like a minute, but I would maybe for dinner if I was there for dinner.
I want to throw something out there because I feel like we always say our opinions in this segment and people will question like why I think something. Like if you order spaghetti and meatballs at the diner, love that for you, babe. Like go off. It's cool. I'm just simply sharing how I feel about
spaghetti and meatballs. Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs at the diner.
Yeah, definitely keep it simple at the diner. I think that's like a good rule of thumb for whatever you order. When I was a kid though, like we would go to the diner like on a Saturday like with my siblings and my parents. I would always get like turkey and mashed potatoes.
At the diner?
At the diner.
Ugh.
When I was like 7.
I mean, that's really sweet and wholesome though. You were like having a full
Thanksgiving feast.
Hearty meal.
Yeah.
When I was 7, I literally was getting just a plate of French fries because that's all I would eat. Mm. So you were a lot more highbrow than me. My husband is weird.
potatoes from the diner.
Speaking of like breakfast and stuff, my husband, this is so annoying, has to eat in order. Like if we eat our first meal of the day on a Saturday and it's 11:30, he like has to get
eggs. Oh, I understand that. Yeah.
And then like the second meal, he has to have like a sandwich. And then the third meal, it has to be dinner. And I was like, can't you just get a sandwich at 11:30? And he won't.
No, I think I relate to that. And I agree. If you can do it in order, it's better. I don't think I'm as rigid with it, but like in order is preferred. Wait, so what is your answer? You're going to like marry fucking lunch? You weird loser. Lunch is the worst meal.
I love lunch. No. I love going and getting like sushi, like a sushi lunch special.
Okay, but imagine a sushi dinner special. And doesn't that just sound 6 times better?
Okay, you know what I think it is? When you get to my old ripe age, you don't want to go out for dinner. You want to go out for like when I go out for, okay, my version of like going out now, we have like our friends that are a couple and they have 2 mm-hmm. kids and we go out with my son and we'll be like, do you guys want to meet for dinner at like 5? And like, because we have to do it early. So like, I did go to a steak dinner the last weekend with my husband and we went on a date for the first time in like months and it was really nice. And we had a lot of
fun. Yeah, dinner's amazing. Dinner is the best meal ever because it's like the day is over. It's time to unwind. It's time to get a little drinky. You have like a little cocktail first. You have a little appetizer, a little meal, you can really go off for dinner because it's the end of the day. So if you're sleepy after, it's like, well, good. It's dinner time and now I'm going to go to bed.
I can drink at any of those meals though, except breakfast. That's why you call it brunch.
Experience of like.
All right, so what should I say? This is really stressing me.
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You want to fuck lunch, Stephanie? Fuck lunch. Like, you want to get married to lunch?
Okay. Well, what do we think?
If you love lunch so much, why don't you marry it?
Wait. What are we considering like the best? Marry or fucking? Probably marry.
I think marry. That's why I'm marrying dinner.
Because if I marry, fuck, kill
one meal for the rest of my life, always dinner. Like, because dinner is like. It's celebratory. You're seeing people. Like, I just love a dinner.
Okay. I have my answer. I'm going to marry dinner. I'm going to have relations with lunch. I'm going to fuck it. Whoa. And I'm going to kill breakfast because I intermittent fast, not even trying, every single day. I don't care about breakfast. I don't care about an omelet. I am never someone to go get like an egg and cheese. I would, but I wouldn't. You know what I mean?
So what are you getting at brunch? A wrap? Like a more of a lunchy brunch?
When I say brunch, I just mean mimosas. And whatever
I know,
food
but what's
is there.
The meal?
It could be eggs.
Oh, no.
Avocado toast.
Yeah.
With bruschetta.
I was going to say with an egg or without an egg.
I don't need an egg.
Okay. Got it.
There's a place by me that fucks up an avocado toast. It's avocado toast, bruschetta, and then balsamic drizzle.
Yum. You should put fresh mozzarella on that.
Wait, now I don't want to kill that. Although I didn't kill.
That wasn't a choice. Yeah, you didn't kill brunch. You just killed breakfast.
Right. So I'm in the clear. And brunch just wasn't included. Okay. Thanks for that submission. That was a great combo.
That was fun.
Oh, someone said, Stephanie, please update us on Victoria Bonella. Guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sad. First of all, the Victoria Bonella story, I listened to it. Like, I showed my husband in the car because I'm like, I need to. He knows the story. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I need you to hear this because it was so funny. Everyone let me know if you agree. The funniest part of Victoria Bonella is that every time we talk about it, we say her full name. We never just call her Victoria.
Well, yeah. So who's Victoria? I don't know Victoria.
No, it's Victoria Bonella.
Victoria Bonella.
Every single time I got a weird call this week, I ran to my phone because I was like, it could be Victoria Bonella. I have to get it. I have to get it. Victoria Bonella has not fucking called me. And I'm so sad. And now I rue the day that I told that person to fix the number in their system.
Mm. Because you missed Victoria Bonella.
Well, I also want to know, did she pick up her belongings? Did she go to the dentist? Did she... Right. I just like... She impacted my life so greatly. And now I just don't... She leaves without a trace.
Oh, so true. It's like...
I feel like I'm going to listen to Taylor Swift's album.
You're going to cry to the Tortured Poets Department about Victoria Bonella. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
She was a big part of your life and now she's gone.
Well, I can tell you guys, I went to urgent care on Sunday. I texted Jackie. I had a like giant lump coming out of my neck and I was like scared and I didn't know what it was.
Whatever happened with that? I feel like you did not give me an update.
Okay, well, some backstory. I got Botox for the first time.
Yay. Looks beautiful. Yay.
Thanks. I can't raise my eyebrows.
You can. I know. Isn't it the best feeling? I'm like, yay.
Anyways. So I got Botox. Jackie approved because she's had Botox for a while. So Sunday morning, all of a sudden, I'm just sitting in my house and I feel something weird in my neck, but like I don't think it's anything. And then all of a sudden, I touch my neck and I feel this lump and I get up and look in the mirror and I start screaming. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This thing is coming out of my neck. So I text Jackie a picture and I go, is this a side effect of Botox? I wasn't sure. Like I'm injecting something foreign into my body and now I have a growth coming out of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to urgent care and thankfully the doctor actually, she's like, I do Botox for people. Like I'm very well educated about Botox. This would not happen. Also, right. You did not get Botox in your neck.
Right.
And she's like, it also wouldn't be on one side. There's so many factors about how that wasn't Botox, but literally they gave me a steroid. It went down. And she's like, if you get the flu or COVID or anything, that would probably be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever happened. Literally, weird. I feel completely fine. So she actually, the whole reason I'm telling you this is because she called me yesterday, but she called from like a thing that came up on my phone as healthcare.
Oh my God, and you were so excited to hear from Victoria. No.
And yeah, it was just the doctor checking in on me and I was like, girl, it went down. I'm fine.
So weird. Like, so random. But
I know. If you, yeah. Well, also she did say at the doctor, it was my lymph nodes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a growth.
Yeah. Your lymph nodes were swollen. So maybe you were just fighting off a virus or something.
That's what she was saying, but it's weird that I didn't ever get any other symptom about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure people are going to message me now and tell me I'm like dying.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't get on the internet and like put a symptom in there. Yeah. I had like a blister on my foot last week. And I had convinced myself that I had like a pinched nerve in my foot and I needed surgery. So, but don't worry. Then the blister went away.
Oh, thank God. WebMD like was really problematic back in the day because I would self-diagnose myself with everything under the sun and it should be illegal.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No, we should not have access to that information. It's just like it's too much. There are certain things we just shouldn't know. Wait, can I give you a Gossgate update?
Yes. Yes.
Guys, we have an update. You thought the case was closed. It's reopened.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So basically, to give you guys a log line of a backstory in case you haven't been
living under a rock.
So we worked with the brand Goss. We signed a contract with them. They refused to pay us. We had a lawyer that was sending them letters and trying to like push this along and force them to pay us, but we couldn't take them to civil claims court. Or no, we couldn't take them to small claims court or regular court because they're a UK-based brand. So it kind of was just like we were sending them information and like letters and stuff from our lawyers, but like there was nothing like there to really like enforce it. They could just like ignore it. And that's what they did.
And they did.
And then recently my dad did our taxes and he was like, what is this thing like from Goss? And I was like, oh, that was the whole thing I was telling you about. Like this brand, they refused to pay. We can't sue them because they're based in the UK. And he was like, wait a second. I know this lawyer who's based in the UK that owes me a favor and let's put a pin in this and like try to do something about it. And then this week my dad was calling me and he was like, so I talked to my friend, like his law firm's like gonna do it. He has one of his associates on it, send her all of the information. Like she's gonna send them more letters and they can actually enforce it in UK court. So this might actually get Goss to finally pay us.
Do you think, well, because I think our case, like, it's very clear. Also, guys, you got to catch up on Gossgate. It's, I don't know, where can they,
like,
Instagram.
It's scattered. I it's think, out like, there. Different just, episodes, yeah.
Just search for
just
it.
Just listen to every single episode we've ever released, and then you will be up to date on Gossgate.
Also, on my Instagram, I have two separate videos that break it down. You just have to scroll down a little bit and find it. It's a video of me talking, which there's not that many of them, so you should be able to find it. Our case, I think to any normal person, you could tell that we are the ones that are correct in the situation. I mean, we had a signed contract and now you're just refusing to pay because you just feel like it.
Well, because I feel like they knew they could because they thought we couldn't do anything about it because they're in the UK. And now we're going to the UK.
I wonder now that if we actually can bring it up to them in like a court that's legal for UK, like, are we just going to win? And at this point, can we get them to pay the lawyer fees now? Because that's another thing. Not only did we lose out on the money that they fucking owed us, we had to hire a lawyer that they ignored, and we still had to pay the lawyer. We're not scamming people.
Yeah.
So we had to pay. So now we're out even more money.
And we turned down other advertisers because
which we have proof of. We have
out the entire episode. They did a buyout. So I think we should also ask for that money too. That's like lost damages, whatever the legal term is. Yeah.
So, I feel like we should go hard.
When people sue for, like, emotional damages, I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, can we get more out of them? Can I say this made us so stressed and so sad? Pay us more.
Well, what about the fact that I feel like in this industry there's such thing as
late fees and interest? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, admin fees. All the admin work I had to do. Restocking fees.
Well, we didn't really have to restock anything.
Shh.
Guys, things may be happening. Last night, I emailed my dad, like, all of our receipts, all of, like, the letters we had from our old lawyer, all that stuff. So, we'll see.
Oh, wait. Real quick about Vanderpump. So, everyone's talking about the new season. I'm not watching it only because I'm not up to it yet. I am now on season 9.
Oh, so you're powering through. Good.
I'm powering through. Yeah. I just watched the season 8 reunion, and it was a Zoom. And I was like, oh, God, like this was in COVID. And I was so bummed. Their reunions deliver regardless. Like, I've never seen such great reality TV reunions outside of Vanderpump. They are brilliant, even with a Zoom call. They were so good. My issue, like, can they stop bringing in new characters and dedicating so much screen time to them before we care about them? Like, they went so hard on this Dana, Max, Brett thing. And I'm like, I don't know or care about any of these people. And that was probably 50% of the whole season. And I just thought, and for them not to even fucking return, I feel like they realized that no one cared. And then they didn't even bring them back.
Yes, they can. Because you were like, can they not do that? And I'm like, yes, they do not do that. Like, they tried, I think, for a season and realized that no one really cares about people that actually work at Sir. And it's fine that they don't work at the restaurant anymore and we don't want new characters. So, no, they don't do that anymore.
You have so many great characters already. Why bring in new ones? And I don't know. I just thought that was really silly of them to – it's one thing to bring in new characters and test them out. That's fine. But, like, maybe don't dedicate so much screen time to them off the bat before you know. They spent the whole season. You couldn't have done it for an episode and saw how people reacted. Because now – I'm in season 9. They're gone, which I'm like, okay, good, because I didn't care anyway. Mm-hmm. But now Charlie is introduced. Well, she was introduced in 8, and now she's like, they're doing the same fucking thing. She's getting so much screen time, and I'm like, girl, like, you seem lovely. I don't know you, though. So can you – I'm just disappointed that they don't know better.
Charlie goes away, too, so.
Oh, okay, good.
So by the time we get to season 10, it's all the people you know and like, and then season 11, it's all the OGs.
But it's not because, like, now I'm in the stage of the game where Jax, Brittany, Stassi, and Kristen aren't there, and if I were to rank – my favorites, they are probably my top 4 favorites. So I am nervous that I'm not going to be able to power through because, like, Ariana and Katie, I like them, but, like, I'm not really that interested in them.
Have Katie and Tom Schwartz divorced yet?
No, but I'm excited for that.
Okay, because I do think soon, probably, because I do think that Katie has a bit of, like, a glow up in her mind and physically. I feel like she's like slaying
what
these days.
What did she do? What
she looks so good. I know.
She looks so good. And every time I watch her, I'm like, what? But what did you do? Did she do work or she just
I think something? Of course she's done some work.
But
I think
what? I can't put my finger on what it is.
I think a little lip filler. I think a little cheek filler. And like, honestly, that's it. Nothing crazy.
She looks amazing.
She looks so good. And she really, once she leaves Schwartz, I think she's like done and has a newfound confidence. So I have been like loving Katie Maloney this past season. Like she's honestly one of I never cared about her, never even thought about her in some of the older seasons. And now she's like my favorite. I'm so invested in her storyline and just want her to get like a happy ending. And I know that's a hot take. Some people really hate her still, but
why? What did she do?
I don't know. People just think she's like rude or
she's bitchy, but like, aren't we all?
Yeah, no, some people just don't like her. Like, she didn't do anything. It's just...
I am shook to my core and saddened that Stassi, Katie, and Kristen, the Witches of WeHo, are not still a trio. I thought for sure that was a storyline and that that would end and then they would get back together. And the fact that they're not still friends makes me really sad.
Well, Katie and Stassi are friends.
Yeah. I love Kristen. I feel like that's a hot take. I feel like most people don't like her.
She's iconic. She's such Kristen a fucking Doty. Icon.
Like every single season, she is so great. I would literally die to have her on the podcast. Also, she's on The Valley, so
maybe we can
maybe
get her
there's
on the
some kind of like promotional thing there that if she needs to promote The Valley.
Yeah.
Did you see that Jax had to apologize for saying that it was scripted? Did you hear this?
No.
So he and Brittany have their podcast still, which confusion. I don't get why you're doing that.
Well, because they need money.
Well, yeah, but it's just weird that it makes me raise an eyebrow even more. That
well, I don't know. I listened to a podcast with Brittany. I think it was Not Skinny, Not Fat. And she basically was, I mean, that was an interesting episode because it was very clear Brittany's like done. But she said, she was like, yeah, you know, like we still have businesses together and like we can be adults, but like, so I literally get in the car with him. We drive to record the podcast. I wear headphones. I don't talk to him in the car. And then when we get to the podcast, I talk to him because I'm doing my job. And then I simply go home. Like it is, I'm treating it like a job. We have a business, but like otherwise, like, no, I know it's really nice, but I haven't listened to their podcast. I'm like, what are they talking about? Are they really talking to each other about like, their
so they
lives?
talk about The Valley, they talk about Vanderpump Rules. So I haven't listened, but I saw like TikTok clips.
Yeah.
So we talked about, I think on a previous Sound Off, that Jax at his bar was like, Vanderpump Rules is scripted, everything after season 6 is scripted, whatever. They clearly got in trouble by Bravo because they go on the podcast and he's like, I'm so remorseful that I said that. Clearly I was lying. It's not true. I was just, you know, trying to be funny. Obviously it's real. I mean, we're all friends. And I'm like, are you like for real right now? Then I saw a clip that Sheena on her podcast talked about him saying it was scripted. And she was like, yeah, that's so ridiculous. Like, obviously it's not scripted. I feel like these people hang on to the word scripted, though, because they feel if they say scripted, then they're not lying, because scripted means you're reading a script. Say it's staged, it's produced,
you're manipulated, being put. Yeah.
You also, like, yeah, you're not given a line to say at the bar, but you know that you need to fight with so-and-so in order to, like, complete the storyline.
Yes,
so don't
they have
say
set
that
up
it's
scenes
like,
where they're like, okay, you're going to get lunch with Lala today, and you guys are going to talk about blank. And so it's like, yeah, that's technically not scripted, but there's a story there. Yeah, it's very forced.
I just thought it was funny that, like, clearly he got, like, a slap on the wrist and he needed to make it right. But to go so far in the other direction, if you just search on TikTok, like Jack's saying that it's scripted. He goes off on the mic for several minutes about how the show is scripted. And he says, like, you know, Vanderpump is made by the same network that has The Valley, which you're on right now. So it's not really the best look to say that it's scripted when you want us to believe that The Valley is real.
Right.
So
it's true.
All right. Well, those are all the submissions we have for this week, guys. Thank you guys so much if you submitted a topic. And we will see you next week.
Yeah. Right?
Good luck this weekend, Jackie. I wish
Thank
you well.
Thank you so much, guys. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
She's going to be in her bathtub with Ben and Jess.
Crying all weekend. Yeah.
And when you're ready to open up more about your heartbreak, we are here for you.
Yeah. I do want to share a little story with you. But what if
they're not going to listen? Okay, first of all, Jackie, they're not going to listen, and they're not going to listen to the whole thing. This is at the very end of the podcast. He gave up by now.
Yeah, but there's more. Okay, it's more than just one person involved.
I don't think I know who the people are, and I don't think either of them are going to get to this point. Okay, let's pretend we're wrapping up so they stop. All right, well, I guess we're
if
about
you're
to
XYZ
end.
Person, sign off this podcast right now.
I think we're going to wrap. See you guys. Let's just have like 10 minutes of silence and then tell everyone what happened because they're not going to sit through that. The log line is your heart is broken.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're sad. You're in your feels.
We'll I'm in my feels. That. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Taylor's coming.
Exactly.
So.
Taylor to the rescue.
And then please let us know next week if her songs were actually leaked or if it was ChatGPT.
Yeah. I need to know if she really called Travis Kelce a tattooed golden retriever.
I mean, that's a really cute line. All right. Let's end like ChatGPT. Okay, gang. Thanks
Should
for tuning in.
Should I ask ChatGPT for a podcast closing?
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning into podcast name, She's All Batch. We appreciate your support and listenership. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the world around you. It said host name. This is Jackie signing off. Wow, guys. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the world around you. That's beautiful. ChatGPT is a work of art. What else can I ask ChatGPT?
You can ask them what to do about your heartbreak.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Jacqueline Maroney.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline, hold on. I feel like I know the middle name. Is it like Louise?
Yes. Oh my God. Louise? Good job. Jacqueline Louise Maroney. Yes. What's your middle name? I don't
April
know your 9th. Middle name.
Marie.
Everyone in their mom's middle name is Marie. No
All
offense.
Right. That's rude.
Okay. But I'm not wrong. Sound off in the comments below. Is your middle name Marie? Probably every single one of our listeners.
And then you win. I'm going to send you a prize because I was named after someone.
Marie's Crisis. That's my favorite bar in New York City.
No. All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Bye, bitches.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.